Good morning. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein once again doing a podcast from my beautiful home in Eldersburg. One of these days I will get back to the recording studio up in Westminster. But until all of the challenges go away, we're going to continue to be responsible, safe, and healthy. I'm going to be doing this, and I have a really special guest to interview in just a few minutes. But what I'd like to do is share what's on my mind up front. The first is the pandemic itself. We are now into virtual learning for our kids in the public schools. We're continuing to promote the wearing of masks and social distancing to keep ourselves as safe and healthy as possible. I truly believe, and you've heard me say it over and over again, that life is good. And I really believe that life will continue to be good and get better as we work together. The second thing I'd like to share is most recently, last week, was 9/11. We can all think about where we were during 9/11. You know, wearing the uniform for 30 plus years for myself, a lot of folks have shared with me, especially since that horrific date, that they thank me for the service that I've provided. What I often do is turn around and thank them for giving me the reason to wear that uniform, because we live in such a cool country, because we have a great culture and a great attitude in promoting democracy and doing what is right. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Are we doing the best we can? I believe so. And I think since 9/11, when we were on bended knee, we didn't stay there for very long. We wiped off the dust and mud off of ourselves and continue to move forward in promoting democracy. It means a lot to me, as I believe it should mean a lot to you and your families. What I'd really like to do for the next 8 or 9 minutes is share with you something also that's on my mind, but often very challenging to talk about, and that has to do with suicide. This month is Suicide Prevention Month. And most recently, there was an event held in Carroll County, which was one of, I believe, 10 events across Maryland called Out of the Darkness Experience. The special guest that I have with me today is Lori Bernard-Lowe, who is, I believe, one of the co-founders of this event.
Hi, my husband and I started it 5 years ago in Carroll County.
Can I ask, why did you start it 5 years ago?
It will be 6 years in January that we lost my stepson, my husband's son, to suicide. And we participated in our first walk about 9 months after that. And we were like, wow, Carroll County needs this. Because his wasn't the first suicide that we had heard of, especially in a school. So we're like, we got to do it. So we both got trained, became volunteers with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and we started it.
I do want to get a little bit personal to understand what's going on in your mind and in your heart as we're moving forward, but then also look at this objectively. Over the years in Carroll County, we have anywhere from 25 to 30 in that range of suicides a year. Mm-hmm. When I commanded Fort Meade, there were 6 suicides, and it ripped my heart every time there was one. It was for all different reasons, but what I realized was that there was a potential for outreach in preventing suicide from happening, from minimizing some of the challenges that folks are going through. The challenge was to identify it. And the challenge was to work together and take away some of the stigmas. With your personal experience with your stepson, can you tell me a little bit about him? What was his name?
Chase.
Chase. So tell me a little bit about Chase.
I'm going to try not to cry. He was amazing. He was only 12, which makes it even more heartbreaking because we didn't have any signs. Literally, everything. He was happy-go-lucky. He was loving. He was caring. He was creative, inventive. We had no clue that it was even in his mind. You know, he had seen a therapist. We had had him in therapy because he was also on the spectrum.
Right.
He had been diagnosed Asperger's at age 3, I believe. So he was in, you know, middle school's rough. Middle school's a hard age. So we, you know, recognized that. And he was in therapy, but even his therapist was floored. We had no signs. He just did it. Unfortunately.
So it's been 5 years. What were some of the things that you've learned how to handle, one, the grief that you're going through, but then also to share your story with others?
Losing someone to suicide is traumatic, obviously, but no one really knows the pain you feel until you have that, because you do. You have the whys. Why didn't I see it? Why didn't I help? Why couldn't I do this? Why didn't he come to me? And what I've learned is you can't. All you can do are look for some of the signs and ask people. My biggest thing now is be kind and ask someone, are you okay? You never know how a smile, a simple question, or just a look can change someone's entire outlook on their entire day.
You know, that's pretty powerful. My emails and a lot of stuff I say, and I said it earlier, with saying life is good, because it is, and I really believe it. I've been in some challenging places across my career, and I'm always convinced that life is good. I can't imagine what you're going to go through. I can only sympathize. I absolutely cannot empathize, you know, with what you and your family is going through. What are some of your goals with this Out of Darkness project? I mean, you've been doing it for 5 years. Tell me what a few of your goals are.
The AFSP is a great organization, and I have bought trainings to Carroll County. So I know the health department has done a few. We've had Winfield Fire Department do some. We've had a couple churches reach out, and the training's called Talk Saves Lives. And basically it is what to look for. What signs can you see? What can you do? How can you be there for someone who you think may be suicidal?
What are some of those?
Changes in moods. Depression, they sleep more, they don't talk, giving away prized possessions, changes in like habits, different things they do. And then I think the main one is just quietness. Or once they have a plan, it goes the opposite. They're happy. They went from low and dark to I'm happy, I'm go lucky, I'm this, I'm that, because they have an end in their mind, which is very sad. But that's how their mind, you know, when they're in a struggle such as that, they look for their way out.
The Out of Darkness event this year was different because of COVID-19. How did it go?
It was good. It was a lot of confusion of trying to figure out what, because, you know, we're used to meeting and walking. I mean, last year we had almost 900 people that showed up at Krimgold Park and walked. Wow. In Carroll County. So last year was amazing. We raised almost $100,000. This year, it took a long time to figure out what we were doing. So instead of a walk, we did a luminary ceremony. But I think we had about 75 cars come through, and we lit up Krimgold Park with luminaries. I don't know if you've ever been at Krimgold, but there's a huge hill, and we spelled out the word hope in luminaries. It was just beautiful. And we have gotten so much feedback of people saying how much they appreciated us taking the time to do something to honor their loved ones.
Raising so much money, why? Why do we need to raise funds here in Carroll County for suicide prevention?
Well, so all the money will stay in the state of Maryland, and it goes for research, advocacy, education, awareness, and prevention. So all the trainings that we provide throughout the county are free. There's no charge. We can provide you with brochures, pamphlets, a lot of literature that we can provide for you. We can go into the schools with presentations. We have a More Than Sad, which is for school-aged children, so they can help each other. There's just so many things that we can do to help people understand that there's help out there for them.
Where do you find are some of the targeted locations? You mentioned schools. Are there other places that you think outreach can be more beneficial than others?
We will do them anywhere and everywhere. The health department's had a few trainings. I think they try to do one every other month. Fire departments, first responders. We've done, well, we were scheduled to do one right before the pandemic, but we've already done, I believe, two at Winfield Fire Hall, which have pretty good turnouts. Churches want their youth organizations involved. Anybody that wants to do a training, we are more than happy to do. We'll go into your business. We will do whatever we can.
When you say we, who's we? Is it your husband and you, or is it?
No, well, no, group? There's volunteers all over the state that have been trained Talk Save Lives providers. So okay. It depends on the area. Typically, Carroll County is three of us.
Okay.
So typically, it would be one of the three of us that do it, okay. Which is me and my husband, and then actually a good friend of mine.
You said an acronym earlier and began with an A, and it was four letters.
It's the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So it's the AFSP.
Is your organization a part of AFSP?
The AFSP holds Out of the Darkness walks all across the country.
Okay. Is suicide prevention, was I correct in saying that it's the month of September?
Yes.
Or is it a specific day?
Well, World Suicide Prevention Day is September 10th, but the entire month of September is Suicide Prevention Month.
What do you think are some of your goals over the next, say, year? You know, and it's tough because we're in this challenging time, you know, where we're battling, and as I said earlier, getting together to getting the word out, and it can be pretty difficult. What are some of your goals and ideas over this next year?
I think our goals are always the same, and it's to help, to be there, to support the county, to provide the trainings, to be there for people when they, you know, have lost someone. I have become friends with so many families through the walk who have lost a child or lost a parent, and it's a bond like no other. You know, we can call each other at any time. So I just think it's being there and just letting people know that there is hope, there is help.
What can I do to help you? What can the county do? What can I as a commissioner, what can we as a community do to help the three of you meet those goals?
Honestly, Carroll County has been amazing in the past couple of years for us. I don't know if you know, but the health department started a suicide coalition that is now going on. So we were meeting every other month and we had lots of plans, but obviously that all had to stop. And one of your commissioners was at the luminary ceremony Saturday night. We saw him. So Carroll County has actually been amazing with their support so far. And I would just say, continue to support us, continue to provide the trainings for the county and help us spread the word that it's out there and there is help.
Yeah. Again, you know, I reflect on when I was in command, when I had to deal with it from a community, and I threw out a number, but the fact is it's not about numbers. It's not about statistics. It's about an individual and it's about a family and a community and my neighbors. And so often we say, oh, the suicide rate is declining or drug situations are declining or inclining. It's not about the numbers or the statistics, especially the way you were describing Carroll County, because that's what I like about it. I always say it's not about constituents, it's about communities and neighbors and friends and family. So I really appreciate you having this conversation. It's tough, you know, and even though there shouldn't be a stigma associated with suicide, there is. And I think that's also unfortunate because it's very different in every situation. I appreciate you telling your story. I appreciate your commitment to the community with the other two. I learned a lot in a very short amount of time talk with you. I did a little bit of my homework, reading some of the articles, learned a little bit about you. You're a rock star in my book, trust me. And
thank you.
I mean, the work you're doing in the midst of a challenging time of COVID-19 and still organizing the event in Kringle Park is awesome. And I'm sure we're going to get past that 900 once we can get ourselves back
together.
Absolutely. Yep. We're going to go far from there. You know, just in the next few 30 seconds, what's on your mind to close this out?
Honestly, I'm just thankful for Carroll County supporting us through it all. It was a very, very difficult year, us trying to figure out what to do. And the last 2 weeks, my phone, email has just been nothing but supportive and helpful. And what can we do? Honestly, Carroll County is a county that comes together when we need something. And they definitely provided for us this year when we needed help with getting things together. Parks and Rec. I mean, even the commissioners, you had a proclamation that's September Suicide Prevention Month. Everything comes together. And I will say, I have a Maryland director who's above me, and she is always in awe when she comes down here. She's like, it's so different down here in Carroll County because she lives in Annapolis. It's a big area. And she's like, everybody knows everybody and everybody's so nice and everybody does whatever you need them to do. And I'm like, that's why I live here. It's true. It is the best.
I can't end it with anything better than that. That was pretty powerful. So let me let it go with that. Again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein wishing everybody continue to stay safe and stay healthy. And we will get through this together. As always, life is good. Thanks.